AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Just out, a new report from the president on the economy. His take? The recovery is lasting and growing, but your paycheck is still lagging, though there's been a modest improvement in wages recently. The 400-page report goes to a mostly Republican Congress, which has complained that middle-class Americans are losing ground financially. We've got a new poll out that finds that most Americans think the minimum wage should be increased, and employers should provide paid sick leave and parental leave. Our Sandy Kozel in Washington with the AP GFK poll.
Most Americans see that as a valuable goal, with 72% saying the government does too little to help the middle class. Slightly fewer in the AP GFK poll, about 6 in 10, say the government does too little to help the poor, and more than half think too little is done to help the unemployed.
The president's taking up the subject of terrorism again today at a White House summit where he'll be talking to an audience of international delegates. Yesterday, he told the summit, we have to expose what he called the lie that the West is at war with Islam.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
Contaminated medical instruments are to blame for infecting 7 patients, including 2 who died, with a superbug at UCLA Medical Center, according to hospital officials there. 179 patients may be infected. Now to the weather. It is so cold in Pennsylvania that Edinburgh University, about 20 miles from Erie, is postponing its cutest couple competition. The temperature there at the moment is 0. The Arctic cold is closing schools in Erie, Pittsburgh, and hundreds of other Pennsylvania communities. New England has been getting more snow today. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of products are being pulled from store shelves after traces of peanut were found in cumin spice, a life-threatening danger to some people with peanut allergies.
The FDA says folks who are highly allergic or sensitive to peanuts may be at risk of a serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume the contaminated cumin. Hundreds of products have been recalled since December, everything from spice mixes to black beans to meats with marinades that include cumin. The FDA says it may be sold as a spice mix, or as a minor ingredient when used in packaged foods like soups and chilies. The spice is often used in Tex-Mex and Indian dishes. Ross Simpson, Washington.
NBC Nightly News without Brian Williams is still leading the other network newscasts. Lester Holt is filling in for the suspended Brian Williams. The show averaged 9.4 million viewers last week. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.